But in order to get new fruits, you have to change the roots. And for many of us to change the roots, we have to do a detox. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with me, Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. Now, if you are brand new here, meaning you're not an OG listener, but you desire to become a purpose chaser, here's what you are stepping into. This is a community that believes that wealth is so much more than just money and material possessions. The way that we have been taught has not necessarily been the best way. And I'm here to remind you of the 12th century definition of wealth, which says it's about the condition of well-being. So while I want you to build financial wealth, I want you to be sure that you are well in all the other parts of your life that impact how you deal with your finances. So if you want to learn more about the six pillars of wealth that we teach here at Redefining Wealth, I just want to encourage you to go to my website, patricewashington.com, and take the quick Redefining Wealth quiz, which will share with you the pillar that you may want to start working on in order to do better with your finances, because it's not always the money that you need to start with. Today's episode is going to be so good. I'm super excited to talk about the soul detox. I really want to talk about why I started doing soul detoxes and how you can tell if it is time for you to do a soul detox yourself. So we will jump into that right after this week's affirmation.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
My soul deserves peace. For too long, I have allowed the distractions of life and the opinions of others to dictate my path. I have chosen beliefs, ideals, relationships, careers, and more that align more with what was expected of me than what my own soul was requesting of me. Today, I am choosing to align my actions with my soul's desires and to recognize what those are authentically. I choose to detox, release, reset, and refresh my mind, body, and spirit so my soul can experience the acknowledgement it deserves. Declare with me today, my soul deserves peace. So the soul detox is something that I've personally been doing, I would say, for the last several months or so. And then a few months ago, earlier in this year, 2023, I opened it up to the audience and I wanted to do just 100 people first to see how it would go. And actually, we had over 360 people trying to get a spot to the soul detox. It was absolutely incredible. I'm still hearing every day the takeaways from people who attended the last soul detox. And I'm chatting with people in the DMs often about how to know if the upcoming soul detox is something that they should do. So I wanted to talk to you today about how to tell if your soul needs a detox. So first thing is we need to define, you know, I love a good definition, what detox means. It means abstaining from or ridding the body of toxic or unhealthy substances. It also says it's a process or period of time in which one abstains from or rids the body of toxic or unhealthy substances. So basically, you stop taking in unhealthy or harmful foods, drinks, or substances into your body for a period of time in order to improve your health. Now, I just experienced a detox myself. I woke up on July 1st and felt inspired to do Dry July. And that meant that I was not going to consume any alcohol of any kind for the entire month of July. And you know how hard that is, right? You have 4th of July, you have reunions, you have barbecues, you have concerts. I've been going to a lot of networking events, vacations, and I abstained from alcohol the entire time because my body was giving me signs that it just needed to rest. And it's not like I'm a huge drinker, so let me be clear. But in June, I went on a few vacations. And one thing about me, I'm going to enjoy my vacation. All the things that a vacation has to offer, I will be taking advantage of. So on July 1st, when I got back from St. Kitts, I just felt, my body felt a little sluggish. I felt a little brain fog. I felt like I couldn't truly focus. And I'm sure there are other things, but the thing that came to my spirit was the idea of abstaining from alcohol. And it just so happens, I open my phone, go to Instagram, and the very first reel that I see is a young lady that I hadn't seen in years talking about how she's abstained from alcohol since January. And she's talking about the benefits of doing so. You know, I believe that life is always speaking to you. And so whenever you have these nudges and then these God winks or confirmations come along, it's really time for you to heed and be obedient. So I made the choice to do Dry July. And I have to say, brain fog gone, focus is back on, bloat has reduced, all the things, right? So we know what it means to do a detox when we're talking about our body health. Many of us have done that before, right? But have you ever thought about the fact that those same symptoms can be manifesting in your soul? One of the things that I tell my clients in Mastery Momentum and Pillar Mastery, two personal development programs that I run now, is that a lot of times we think that we're physically exhausted from something. And really, it's not that we may be physically worn down. We don't actually have ailments and health issues and all of these things, but we feel that drag because our soul is exhausted. Many of us are going through different pivots or changes in our lives. So much has happened over the last few years, and we haven't really examined the symptoms. We've just accepted that this is how life is. Like, I'm always going to be in this job. I'm always going to be in this dead-end relationship. I'm always going to experience these challenges with my finances. And we don't realize that those are really symptoms. Those are byproducts. Those are the fruits. But in order to get new fruits, you have to change the roots. And for many of us to change the roots, we have to do a detox. We have to clear, we have to declutter, and we have to cleanse. And that's what a soul detox will do for you. This week's episode is sponsored by Ethos Life. Now picture this, you're redefining wealth, reaching new heights in your career, building strong relationships, and living life to the fullest. But there's one essential aspect you might have overlooked. It's life insurance. It's time to talk about it because being prepared is the true key to growth and wisdom. Now we all have dreams and we all have loved ones we deeply care about. For me, it's my daughter, Reagan, who is my greatest joy, and ensuring her future is one of my top priorities. Let me introduce you to Ethos. It's a life insurance provider that is changing the game because traditional life insurance can be so confusing and so time consuming, but Ethos is different. They've created a seamless 100% online application process, making everything easier for you. And here's the best part, no medical exams or blood tests needed. Ethos understands that your time is precious and they can cover you in just minutes instead of weeks. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your family is protected. It's as simple as answering a few health questions online. Your future is just too important to delay. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and in most cases, get coverage on the same day. Visit patricewashington.com/ethos for more information. That's patricewashington.com/ethos. And so let me just run through some of the signs that your body needs a detox, and then we'll connect them to your soul. So some of the signs that your body needs a detox are usually you've gained weight and you're unable to lose it. You might feel generally tired or fatigued. Many of us have normalized exhaustion, especially in this culture of hustle and grind. You may not be able to have a full night's sleep. You toss and turn and toss and turn, and you never feel at rest. You wake up in the morning just as exhausted as when you went to sleep the night before. You might have minor but constant shifts towards imbalance. You don't feel good emotionally. Those are just some of the signs that your body needs a detox. But let's connect those to if your soul needs a detox. So let's just start with you've gained weight and you're unable to lose it. Let's just start with that. Because many of us have been picking up baggage for years. We have been picking up other people's problems. You know, I always talk about how in us wanting to be a savior, we will add people unconsciously to our budget, right? Because we want to be the savior and put the cape on and make sure everyone knows that we're the one in the family that made it and people can always come to us. But in creating a space where they can always come to us, we also don't give them the dignity of their own process. We don't give them an opportunity to create a process for their process, for the life that they are processing, right? We create additional stress and strain in ourselves that are not, it's not really ours. It doesn't belong to us. And we start to take on like their stress. Sometimes people's lack of planning, right? They need to deal with the stress that comes from their lack of planning, but we tend to take that on. So when you think about the baggage in your life, how many things have you taken on, whether that's other people's stress or financial obligations that really don't belong to you, or limiting beliefs or labels that no longer serve you? All of these things add to the baggage of our lives. And your soul is probably so worn out because your soul wants to exercise your life's purpose. Your soul knows why you were born. Your soul knows that you were born with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And there is something that you are uniquely coded to do in this world. But because you've taken on everyone else's baggage, you can't even see it. You can't imagine it. You can't dream that it's possible for you, right? And your soul is exhausted from trying to get your attention. Your soul is telling you, no, go this way, do this thing. I bet you if you turn right here, you're going to encounter someone who has the power to bless you, right? But you can't hear it. And if you do hear it, you're not willing to follow it because you're weighed down by things that no longer serve you, by ideas, thoughts, indoctrinations, belief systems, all this stuff that was never yours to begin with. And so many of us have lived this way, not just for 6 months, not just for the last year, not for the 3 years since the pandemic. If you're honest, if you're radically honest, you've been living this way for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, decades. Can you imagine? Right? Can you imagine what it's like to carry around that type of weight and that type of burden? Imagine yourself just like piling on all of this clothes and all of these bags, every label, every idea that someone else puts on you, every belief system that no longer serves you, all of these things are weight. Imagine walking around with all of this weight on you. That's exactly what you're doing. Just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean that it's not weighing you down. It doesn't mean that it's not costing you something. And it is definitely exhausting your soul. So that's one way to know if it's time for you to do a soul detox. An opportunity to just start to shed the weight, to peel off the layers of ideas that no longer serve you, to peel back the layers of things that maybe served you in one season, but they're killing you in this season. That's one way to know if it's time to do a soul detox. Now, as you may know, the faith pillar is all about believing in something greater. And in order to give more and pour into the faith that keeps you well, it's important to be a good steward of your finances. Our partner this week is Chime, and Chime is on a mission to make financial peace of mind a reality for everyone. They're doing this by changing the way people feel about banking, and their business is built on the principle of protecting their members. So when you sign up for Chime and link a qualifying direct deposit, you'll get access to benefits like getting paid up to 2 days early and fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus, with Chime, there are no monthly fees, there's no minimum balance, and no deposit required to become a member. Have faith in how you steward your finances and sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/RW. That's chime.com/RW. And special thanks to Chime for supporting the Redefining Wealth podcast. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank North America or Stride Bank North America, member of the FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/spotme. Here's another one. You feel generally tired or fatigued. Again, I've said this many times. It's not always that you are physically tired. Many of us are emotionally, mentally, spiritually worn out. And we are typically emotionally and mentally worn out when we do not know how to make choices for ourselves with conviction. What wears us out is being in a space where we have an idea, we have a thought, we have a nudge, something that I believe God is putting in your awareness for you to actually follow. And you do what many people I've coached before do, and myself included. You talk yourself in and you talk yourself out in the same breath. You get an idea and something you feel really called to follow, and then you straddle the fence. You overthink. You make it more difficult than it has to be. You dream in full color, which I think is beautiful and important, but it's also equally important to remember that you can have a 10.0 version of the dream, but you have to get to 1.0 first. I always talk about the fact that I don't even know what iPhone we're on anymore. I think it's like iPhone 14 or something. I have no idea. But we wouldn't be here without the first iPhone, without the first iteration that they sold us, knowing that there were bugs, knowing that there was imperfection, knowing that they were going to depend on us to tell them what was wrong with it so that they can fix it and create the 2.0. There's no way to just get the 14.0 version or the 10.0 version of what you desire without going through different iterations. And many times we are tired and fatigued, not from doing what God told us to do. We are tired and fatigued from thinking and overthinking and overcomplicating and adding all of these layers and barriers and blocks to just doing the thing, knowing that we just have to start. God does not require perfection. I believe that God requires obedience. And sometimes it's about us taking the next best step. Now, the thing that the soul detox will help you do is really identify why you do that. It'll help you get to the root, because again, we don't change fruits without changing roots. It'll help you get to the root of, why do I respond that way? Why am I using that type of language? Why do I put a but, right? When I have an idea and when something comes to mind, I tend to add a but. That would be great, but that's not for people like me. I would love to do that, but my kids are still young. The soul detox is going to teach you how to identify the reason that you add the but and replace it with and. Because and makes things possible. I may be here, this is true, and the desires of my heart are still available to me. Versus this thing is true, but insert whatever excuse, rationalization, like a unhelpful thought pattern. The but takes away from the very thing that God has given you freely. And so this is the thing that exhausts us. It's one thing to be physically exhausted from actually doing what you were called to do. It's another thing to be spiritually and mentally and emotionally exhausted, and you haven't even taken the next best step to really make it happen. And if you have, you've still done it in a way that is very timid, and it doesn't feel like you have a bold conviction for what you were called to do.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you start to detox and declutter your soul, you can get closer to making these decisions with more conviction. Because it's not about, oh, I need more clarity. Clarity comes in the doing. The only thing that you need to get clear about is the next possible best step. You don't have to get clear about the entire path. There was no way for me to know that I would be here today. There was no way for me to know that the show that I'm on, Opportunity Knocks on PBS, would get picked up for another season, that it would become an award-winning show. All I had to do was say yes, even though I didn't necessarily feel ready. With all my television experience, I still didn't feel necessarily ready, but I felt called. So I said yes. And I could say yes with boldness and conviction because my soul is constantly going through this detoxing and decluttering process. So I can always get to what is an authentic yes or no for me. I can sleep well at night because I feel confident about the things I've said yes to. And I can sleep well at night because I feel confident that when I say no to something, I haven't missed anything. There's no scarcity mindset in that. Oh, I should have said yes because it was connected to this. I've said no to many things and I sleep very well, right? And so what I desire for you and why I really want to encourage you to be with us for the soul detox is because I want you to feel refreshed. I want you to feel renewed and I want you to feel joy and peace and ease with how you make decisions to navigate your life personally or professionally. Now, here's another sign. And this is a big one, that you need to do the soul detox. You don't have a full night's sleep. That's one with the health stuff, your physical body, but it's definitely also a thing with your soul. You feel restless. You continuously feel indecisive. And you're constantly tossing and turning. And you know what? There's something I just feel like I have to say here. Some of us are the solution to someone's problem. There are people who are up at night right now who are tossing and turning and they are so restless. And because they need to, yes, detox their soul, but you need to detox your soul so you could be of service to them. Because you possess gifts, talents, skills, something that God gave you freely at birth that you are supposed to be using to, yes, build wealth, but also be a solution to someone's problem. And they are waiting for you. They are up at night waiting for you to take your rightful place, waiting for you to stand, right? And give voice to whatever truth, whatever message was deposited only in you to give. And I don't care how many other people talk about the same thing, does not matter to me. There is definitely something about your story, your background, your experience, the environment you grew up in that is supposed to come together to be of service to someone who is up right now, tossing and turning. You might be on YouTube only seeing this video right now because you could not sleep. You are restless. Your soul is saying, there is more. I am not content. This is not what I desire to do in this season of life or with this lifetime. And I need you to listen. Your body is always speaking to you. And life is always providing signs to you. And so if you are constantly restless, possibly anxious about what do I do next? What does this look like? This is a sign that you need to detox your soul. You want to sleep peacefully at night. Baby, let me tell you something. One thing that I do is sleep peacefully. One thing that I do is sleep peacefully because my day is spent fulfilling what I truly believe is my God-given mission. And one of the taglines that we say at the podcast is this is about living your life's purpose, finding fulfillment, and earning more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. When you do not feel like you are operating from a place of purpose, you are definitely restless at night. When you do not feel fulfilled in what you do day in and day out because you're not truly using your gifts and your talents, and not as an entrepreneur, you can be using your gifts and talents in a business, in the government sector, in any number of ways. So this is definitely not about entrepreneurship. Before I could do this as a full-blown entrepreneur, I was a volunteer. And even that brought me peace and fulfillment, right? So when you're not living your life's purpose, restlessness will appear. When you're not feeling fulfilled in what you do day in and day out, restlessness will appear, right? And when you don't feel like you can earn without this feeling of anxiousness, like I have to go chase all the things and do all the things or I'm not going to be good and like all the scarcity creeps up, restlessness will appear. So these are signs that a soul detox would definitely serve you. Have you realized yet that your purpose in life is constantly evolving? The thing is, it can only evolve, grow, and expand to the extent that you're willing to heal. That's why I've created a transformative two-day event designed for high performers who seek to integrate their authentic selves in all aspects of their lives, because surface-level success just won't do as you step into the next version of who you are and what you're called to do in the world. I'm hosting the Soul Detox on August 16th and 17th, and together we're going to place a special emphasis on reflecting on your current patterns, amplifying your genuine desires, prioritizing fulfillment over the facade of what you should do, and achieving actual tangible results. I believe our work together will have a profound impact on your life as you break out of autopilot, scale your potential, and set you up to attract the life you really desire. Plus, the space will be an enjoyable and supportive environment for new connections with like-hearted purpose chasers from all over the world. Together, we will laugh, dance, and likely cry, but we're going to do the work together. If this speaks to your soul and you want to detox and release what's no longer serving you so you can live fully in the pillars of redefining wealth, tickets are only $97 for 2 days of coaching, training, and co-creating a new blueprint for your heart's desires directly with me. So grab your ticket today at patricewashington.com/soul detox. That's patricewashington.com/soul detox. So again, I just wanted to share with you what I've been sharing with people in the DMs, in the folks that email us, that there are so many signs. And I think just at this point, you already know if the soul detox is for you. And I just want to extend another invitation to you to join us for the next one. All of the details will be in the show notes. So you can click the link and come to see us. I know that it is going to be absolutely incredible. You're talking about spending 2 days, 3 hours per day with myself and purpose chasers from all over the world, where we're going to look at, like, really shine a light on where in your life you are still romanticizing reality. We're going to get radically honest about what's working and what's not working. We're going to talk about why many of us continue to move in spaces, in places, in environments with things, ideas, people that no longer serve us, and what it would look like to not burn bridges, because we don't do that. But there is a way to untangle and give yourself some space so you can set and enforce boundaries from not a place of keeping people out, but keeping your peace in. There is so much that I desire to share with you during the soul detox. And again, if any of these signs resonated with you, I definitely want to invite you to join us. If you happen to catch me outside of when we're offering a current soul detox, make sure that you join the wait list anyway, because I definitely plan on doing a couple of them at least. I'm going to do them as long as my soul says I should be doing them. But I want to invite you to come with us on this journey. The last time I did it, there were so many breakthroughs, so much transformation that has happened for people since then. And I just desire to spread that awareness about what's possible. And the big thing is, I want you to rest. I want you to have peace. I want you to have flow and more ease and grace. And I want you to be in a space and in a posture that when you make choices and you make decisions, you can sit with it. You can own it. You don't have to defend it. You don't have to protect it. You don't have to pretend or create all these stories. You can let your yes be your yes and your no be your no, and know that it's coming from deep within your soul. From deep within your soul. So make sure you go to patricewashington.com/soul detox to join us for the next one. That's patricewashington.com/soul detox. And I truly, truly hope to see you there and to be of service to you. Not only am I going to be training, there's going to be a lot of co-created conversation where you will bring your voice into the room. And I'll also be offering some hot seat coaching during those 2 days. And it is probably one of the most affordable ways that you can interact with me in that way. And I hope that you will take advantage of that. So until next time, I would love for you to rate and review this podcast episode. Make sure you share some of your big ahas and takeaways in the comments. And you can check me out on social media at SeekWisdomPCW. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. I'll talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.